Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, brother.
Oh, man. I cannot tell you, sir. This is one of the most incredible moments of my entire life. It's Pete here, by the way. And just as a guy who grew up when your song, Be Faithful, was the song that you were waiting for at the club, it's just it's an absolute honor to be speaking to you, sir. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Listen, it's more of a pleasure for me. I mean, without you guys, we have nothing.
Aw. I mean, you're...
And that's listeners, that's radio, that's whatever. You can't have a hit record. You can't have a record to celebrate it without the people, period.
Yeah. Well, look, your job looks so fun. You make music, you make radio, and generally just an awesome hype guy to promote hip hop. And it feels like you are having a great time connecting with crowds and artists. Like, you're not just out there doing it for the job. You're doing it because you love that connection.
100%. I mean, how can you be in the people business and don't work with people?
Yes.
Like, you know, there are many artists that I've had to say to them, like, yo, bro, you lived your entire life. You worked hard to get here. You busted your butt to get here. And now you don't want to deal with the people?
Yeah.
Like these people put you here. Yeah. You didn't just wake up in the morning and wind up here. Listen, this is not bread and water. Like, this is not something you absolutely need. So like, be humble.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Mr. Scoop, it's been obviously a weird couple of years with artists not being able to travel. You have been to our fair city of Perth before. Mm-hmm. You're looking forward to getting back. And do you have any good memories or bad memories? We don't mind which of our fair city.
Listen, all I have is good memories of your city. Uh-huh. One of my favorite DJs, DJ Mr. D. He's a wedding DJ. He's like a open format DJ. I come out there, I do, you know, I vibe with him. I do all kinds of stuff. So, like, when I'm out there, I have a good time. I have my equipment because he hooks me up with that stuff. One of my biggest and favorite memories of Perth and WA for me is getting on the bike and riding down the coastline.
Oh, nice one, man.
I love that. So that's how I exercise, and just riding down the coastline, like that 10, 15 miles and riding back is like everything to me. Like I'm not even a sun guy. I'm a rain and snow guy. But it's something about that, the ocean and hearing that and the wind in your face and everything, like it's amazing.
Well, speaking of which, like I've been, I follow you on Instagram and it is just the life you lead. I mean, it's a life that's well deserved for you because you've worked so hard to get it. But just taking a listen to some of this stuff.
Anyway, they take me about a mile out into the water. It's not a jet ski. It's a car ski.
So you're in Dubai and this is the latest post on your Instagram and you're in this. It looks like a Lamborghini out on the open ocean.
Yes,
is this daily life for you where you just get to go and enjoy yourself and have fun with these toys?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Until recently, I've been everywhere on this planet that you could probably be. And I've never taken the opportunity to enjoy life. Mm. I work so hard with no personal enjoyment of my life because I don't do this for, I do it because I love it, but I do this for my children.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And, you know, to put them through university, to make sure they're okay. But you know something? I never do anything for myself. Yeah. And one day, you know, I was sitting, last week was my birthday, and I was sitting reflecting, and I was like, man, I got to start doing stuff for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, when it's said and done and everybody goes off and lives their life and I have nothing to show for it, but I went here, I did this show, I did that. What did I do for myself in my own life?
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, you know something, I'm going to take time to do things. So as I go places, when I have time, I'm going to do stuff. And that was like one of the first things I did was get on that jet ski. And I'm telling you, it was amazing. If you're ever out in Dubai, do that. But make sure you have goggles because when that salt water gets in your eyes, you're not driving nowhere.
Look, R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. I mean, this lineup is awesome. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, Shaggy. Who is the artist that you're most likely to be hanging out with on tour?
Well, you know something? I'll be honest with you. I don't hang out with the artists on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I get with the people.
Yeah.
I literally get with the people. Every stop we go, I do something. I try to get out in the street. I do something. Listen, I know these guys. They're not going anywhere. I could call them. I could see them. But the people, I'm never going to see them again. So that's who I go with.
Although we would love to see you and the lovely ladies from TLC cycling along the footpath there up towards Mindari Keys.
100%.
Fat Man Scoop, I just hearing you talk about your kids, it's so cool to hear, like as a dad myself. But one of the things that gets into my head in particular is that I'd probably be, if I was your son, for example, I'd be somewhere between, I think, shock and awe if you were to yell at me in the way that you yell when you're singing your song, Be Faithful.
100%.
Because you'd be 100%. Like, it'd be insane because you'd be like, kids, stop it. Stop doing what it is you're doing. Stop bashing each other around.
Listen,
but at the same time, you've got the perfect voice for that.
Yeah, but you don't understand. They don't like my voice. My daughter and my son don't like that. Because like you said, they're hearing, what's wrong with you? You pick that up. Where you going? Get over here. So it's a whole different kind of yelling to them. So they've never appreciated that voice. And to be honest with you, they just think I'm corny old dad.
Yeah.
They think I'm so corny, right? Until the people they respect come up to me like, yo, Fat Man Scoop. Then they looking like, you know him? Yeah, I know him. And the people are coming up to me like, oh, yo, I love you. I respect you. You are OG or whatever the case may be. But they overall, they think I'm the corniest thing on two legs.
Well, also, you're not.
There's a series of parents now who think that all they have to do is put some backing music to them screaming at their kids and they've got a hit.
Yeah. No. Listen, let me tell you something. A hit record is a couple of different things. It's timing. It's knowing what to say, and whatever higher power you believe in, it's that. You know, you can make the best record in the world, but if it's not the time for that record, it's not going to work.
Well, it was certainly time for this one. 100%. If not everything else that you've done, but like I said, I mean, I used to work at the Dean here in Perth when it was still around, and if the dance floor was empty, DJ Birdie would put this on, just guaranteeing that the crowd would come back knowing absolutely every single word. And we look forward to having you here, mate. It's going to be absolutely amazing. HBF Park, Saturday, November 5, with this incredible lineup from Macklemore all the way down to Yo Mafia. Fat Man Scoop, it's been a real pleasure. Looking forward to having you here in Perth, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And WA, I'm ready for you. I shouldn't even be telling y'all I'm going to be at the Crown Hotel, but so what? Come see me.
And if you get a moment, I'd just love to grab you at some point just to come and tell off my kids. That'd be a real moment for me.
Listen. I do yelling at kids for a fee.
That's fine. Happy to pay it. That's fine. Good on you, mate. Nice to chat.
God bless. You guys be safe.
See ya.